where we've just begun Siman Resh Chav Gimel, Sif Aleph, which was yesterday's, or last week's Sif, are actually important halachas about a woman who gives birth. The title of our Siman Resh Chav Gimel is Mishi Yolda Ishta Umeis Morisha Uvana Bayis Chash V'Kana Kelim Chadashim Ma Mevarech. In other words, this is the brachos of Shechiyonu and Atov HaMetiv. These brachos are extremely, extremely important. So the Mechaber in Siv Bey says, Meis Aviv Mevarech Dayon HaEmes. If Chas V'Chalila, someone's father passes away, so then he makes a bracha of Dayon HaEmes. And here you have one of the most paradoxical phenomenons in Halacha. And that is, even though he makes a bracha of Dayon HaEmes, Ha'ilam Mamon She'irasho, if at the same time the individual has an inheritance from his father, he'll make a shechianu at the same time. So this is a fantastic phenomenon where a Jew lives simultaneously in two different worlds. The Mishnah Berurah asks the obvious questions if cut and test. Okay, even if his father is a millionaire, but at the end of the day, hopefully his father is worth a lot more than $1 million to him. So how is it that simultaneously it's not like he's experienced two different things. He's experiencing loss and he's experiencing joy. No, he's experiencing loss, period. So then why is he making a bracha shechianu, even if he's becoming a millionaire? So Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes says, Gan ken shechianu, haynu mitchil dayin ha'emes, v'acha kach shechianu, v'afti yoser hay misratze shelo yamusav, v'lo yirashenu, mikomakim yachal levar shechianu, de'ein bracha zu tzluya b'simcha. This is an important klal, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes, that the bracha of shechianu is not based on simcha, elo b'dover shemagia lo toelis mimenu. Bracha is on something that you have a toelis from. Even though there's tsar that's connected to it.
This applies also to the Yom Tovim and everything? Every Shechianu?
What do you mean by that?
When a person makes a Shechianu on Yom Tov, it's the same thing. It's not an Indian of Simcha, it's an Indian of his Damnut.
Yes, it's also there the Shechianu is on the Yom that's coming that he's experiencing. Yeah. There it's on the Kedushas Hayom, he's making the bracha. Of course, as in Sif Aleph as well, that we didn't learn together, the bracha of Shechianu is changed into the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv if someone else shares in that simcha as well, or that positive event. V'mieshul achim v'makum Shechianu mevarech Atov HaMeitiv. If he has brothers who are also getting the Yerusha, so in such a case, you make the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv. Ramah she'im mevarech Atov HaMeitiv, if there's somebody else that shares into Hatova, so in such a case, you make the bracha of Hatov v'hameitiv. Make the bracha of Hatov v'hameitiv. So therefore, we're going to discuss shortly about buying new kelim. So very, very practical terms. A person buys a new car, so Baruch Hashem, all of us have beautiful families. Baruch Hashem, not small families, Baruch Hashem. So then in such a case, when one buys a new car, so then it's a simcha for our wife and our children, etc., etc. So then we make a bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv. Let's see if there are any other important halachos. About a Dayana Emes, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches says, Meisav hu adin shar adam kosher shadam mitzdar lov. So I think I've mentioned this in the past, that it bothers me that people are not aware that the bracha of Dayan Emes is not just for those you have to sit Shiva for, but if there's someone who means some significant meaning to you, that he passes away, so in such a case, the bracha of Dayan Emes is said, b'shem u'malchus. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, tu b'chal shmos, ros mi olam nogin v'ach b'lo shem u'malchus, ve'eno nachem. So he says, on the one that people are knowing not to, he says, not correct. In a short time, in the Gris Kolo, Rafi and I were just discussing this before, they're going to have Askar for Rav Lichtenstein. He said, I'm now Zocha to be part of the staff, but I was never, I guess I was a Talmud from a distance of Rav Lichtenstein. When he came to New York, so I used to be makbid to go to try to hear all of his shurim. But I wasn't, he didn't know who I was or anything like that. And not even that, someone who, you know, the loss deeply affects a person, so in such a case, you make a bracha b'shem u'malchus. When you hear someone So, if I'm not mistaken, I made a bracha v'shem malchus when I heard of Rav Lichtenstein's patir. Not just a Talmud, not just someone who has the halachas of kriya and so on and so forth. That's a separate question. Shulchan Aruch is supposed to tear kriya even on any adam kosher.
It's not
going to
happen to me, even though we generally don't tear.
That's correct. Correct. That's what bothers me. What bothers me is that people have the impression that Dayana Emes is like the bracha on kriya on Avelis, and that's not true at all. The bracha is made on Shmos Ros. It could even be that if, God forbid, someone lost a significant amount of money, Yesh La'ayin, whether he should make the bracha of Dayana Emes in such a context. Because it's a bracha that's made on Shmos Ros. It's not dafka done on Ptira as well. But Kav Chomer, Ptira is the ultimate expression of that. So national tragedy actually has implications in Simon Shin Mem in Yoredeya. There are discussions about tearing Kriya on national tragedy, Ayin Sham, in the end of Simon Shin Mem, last few couple of Se'ifim. Finally, in terms of Kriya, I always like to mention, Kriya is also, Shmuel's Ros is also, if you hear Giduf. So I think I might have mentioned in the past that Rav Nevensal tore Kriya on Yom Yerushalayim, or a day or two after Yom Yerushalayim, 25 years ago, because the Yom Yerushalayim celebration, they had put on the old city walls a cross and a Magen David and a crescent, as if Jerusalem is a city for all religions. And Rav Nevensal took that as giduf. So he gave a shmuz, and he said real kanoz. He said, first of all, Yom Yerushalayim is only found in Tanakh. The term Yom Yerushalayim, Rav Nevensal is very much ma'arich the fact that we came back to you. To Yerushalayim, but he said in Kanos at that time, because there was so much pain, he said that the only time that Yom Yerushalayim is used is Ha'omrim Aru Aru Ada Yisodba, when they were Oker the Chomos of Yerushalayim. That's and he said that something like this is he considers Giduf, and he tore Kriya. It's in Chela Gimel of the Sichot, you know, the Rav Nevensal's Sichot. Take a look, the last Sicha has that sicha, and he tore kriya. You'll never hear Rav Nevensal say anything bad about the Six-Day War and v'chulei v'chulei, but that Yom Yerushalayim, that celebration, bothered him terribly, and then he started saying Eicha. He tore kriya, and he started saying Eicha. So, anyhow, there are many halachos for Dayana Emes and halachos of kriya, and that's... requires more elaboration. Okay, we're not doing Hilchos Avelus now. Sim Reish Chav Gimel Siv Gimel. Bona Bayis Chadosh O Kana Kelim Chadoshim Afilu Hayoloi Kayoitze Ve'elu Tchila O Kana V'chazer V'kana Mevarech Al Kol Pam Shechianu. So the Brach of Shechianu is made if a person buys new utensils. And Mishnah Brura points out the same applies if he buys a new house. So if he buys with a shutuf, so then he makes a bracha tova meitiv. Therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, a shul that's built as well, the shliach tzibur should get up and make a bracha of hatova meitiv. If he tears down his house to build it again, so then in such a case, there's a discussion in the Achronim, but if he added a significant amount to the house, so then in such a case, a bracha of Shechianu or Hatov HaMeitiv, presumably Hatov HaMeitiv as well, because you're moving in with your family, Hatov HaMeitiv would be made. No, one. You don't make both. It would be one. In Sifkat and Yugimel, the Mishnah Brura's caveat is that it applies Imhem Dvarim Shalev Adam Sameach Behem. Only those things that Dvarim Shalev Adam Sameach Behem. Ani Beroyla V'Ashir Beroyla. I heard from Rabin Zion Vosner, Rav Vosner's son, that he said that he was upset that people said nowadays because we're such a consumptive society that no one gets clothing, doesn't last, cars don't last, and so on and so forth. So there's no simcha today in real simcha in buying material items altogether. So he said obviously that's not true, that a significant garment, his example was garments that are bought especially for a wedding or something like that, people do get simcha, especially he's chassidish. So in the chassidish world, they get a special bekisha, v'chule, v'chule. He didn't say it that way, but I'm saying it that way. But at the end of the day, but I think it doesn't only apply to those who wear chassidish levush. I think it applies for us as well. But it's not every shirt to have a neighbor right above who worked in a company that he said then 10 years from now, he says you're going to be printing, he claims that you're going to be printing your own shirts. You know that now that there are printers that print objects, so they say in a short while you'll be printing your own shirt, whether it's in 10 years or in 20 years, but at the end of the day there probably will still be that the shirt business, the general shirt business might go out of business, but the tuxedo business is not going to go out of business because for special events there will be things that that will be of a higher class and a higher level, so then in such a case one would continue making a Shechianu. So Rav Vosner said it's not like the halacha of Shechianu is taken out of Shulchan Aruch when it comes to Kelim Chadashim or not only so Bayis Chadash.
But table?
Yes, that brings Simcha, then yes. V'lav davka Chadashim duhu adin lishonim imem Chadashim lo shloha yu elu shlome olam. If you get a second-hand couch, so then in such a case as well, if it brings simcha. But if he had to get rid of it and then he bought it again, so then in such a case he doesn't make. The Mishnah Berurah has many ha'aros over here. For example, if you take a look at Sif Katan Yud Gimel a little bit more, he makes this point first that bothered Rav Vosner in the last wide line. Achenim u asher gadol shafil kelim yikar v'chashuvim ein nechshav lo v'ein samech v'em lo yivarech. He says you should not make a bracha. But again, that doesn't mean to preclude all in situations. What about when you buy svarim? So here there's a very interesting deal. The Mishnah Berurah in the second white line says, u'b'kniyas svarim yesh deyos ben achroinim im yivarech alem mishum demitzas lav lehenos nitnu. On the one hand, Torah is lav lehenos nitnu. In other words, when we're learning now, it's lav lehenos nitnu. That's an assumption that he's making, we'll get back to. So when we're learning now, we're doing the Ratzon Hashem. If we're doing the Ratzon Hashem, so it's not Hana. So Svarim, which is about to learn to do the Ratzon Hashem, so maybe you don't make a bracha, Shechianu, because there's no simcha. So says the Chayad, a beautiful Svar. The mitzvah is lav lehenos nitnu. But bottom line, if you have Avas HaTorah, so these Sfarim, when you get them, you get a simcha from it. You're right. You won't have a simcha when you're learning, let's assume for a moment. But at the end of the day, when you get them, you have a simcha. That's when you have the simcha. You have your excitement that you're going to learn. So then in such a case, Sharei Brachos with Sakna Simcha v'lo al Tashmish. The bracha is on the simcha, not on the Tashmish. Interesting, Reb Daniel pointed out earlier that we said originally the bracha is not on the simcha when it comes to Shechianu. V'amevin Yavin Yesh La'ayin in the Mishnah Berurah, I don't think it's a stira. One could extend this not only in limchos b'yadam varch. I think it's appropriate for Bnei Torah that they get svarim. Chacham Avadia Zatzal said that he used to sneak into the house with the new svarim he bought because they lived in poverty, but he couldn't not buy new svarim. As far as new objects. Different types of objects. In the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, they describe, about Lav Lehenos Nitnu. First of all, this assumption of Mishnah Berurah, Lav Lehenos Nitnu, is a tremendous chiddush. It's well known in the Sefer Igle Tal that he asks, how do we say, in his Akdama, how do we say Va'arevna? And he quotes to the Kotzke Rebbe's Chusa Yogan Aleinu, who says that Torah is the one thing that the mitzvah is that you're supposed to be Nana from Talmud Torah. That it's supposed to be what you enjoy. Could be it's connected to Einein Adam Lobeid Elamashalibo Chafetz, that the simcha of learning is a chelek of the quality of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So this seems to go with some poskim, the Mishnah Berurah's assumption, but it's a well-known yisod. We definitely project this to the Talmidim in our dar, that the Talmud Torah is supposed to be one of simcha, and therefore it could very well be that the simcha he can make a shechianu, and the simcha that he gets from learning. I get a simcha from this Der Shuvah Shavura. They really do a really nice job. I was zocha that one of my Talmidim bought for me a pair of Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So it was right before Mincha, I realized in our yeshiva a lot of us put on Tefillin during Mincha as well. So I ran over to Rav Nemtzel. I didn't have time to discuss him, and I forgot to discuss with him in subsequent discussions. I asked him if I should make a bracha Shechiyanu. So he said no. That's the Maaseh Rav. However, the Dirshu over here quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman, and I've heard this from other sources as well, and I think I once discussed this with Rav Nemtzel also. But here what Rav Nemtzel tells people is a little bit different than what they quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that there might be room to make a bracha of Shechiyanu on Tefillin as well. Tefillin is Kelim Chadashim Chashuvim and Ma'od. It's Hashem, we have two fathers here whose sons are Bezer Hashem getting close to Bar Mitzvah. So do you make a bracha of Shechiyanu? So Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that it depends of whether you spend a lot of money on it, since they're so expensive. So then in such a case, he thought that in general you don't, but if you get it as a matana, so then in such a case you do. The question is, why is that so? Because the tuxedo, which also costs a lot of money, what's the svara to be mechalik? What's the svara to be mechalik? It's a question. That's, I looked around from this tshuva from Shlomo Zalman, I didn't find it. What I do know from Rav Shlomo Zalman is that Rav Shlomo Zalman did have an eitza on the following, and that is that a father who gives his son tefillin, so then in such a case, the son, who didn't spend the money, is that what you started driving at? I'm sorry. The son didn't spend the money. So Rav Shlomo Zalman had the following suggestion. There's a custom many of us have that the 30 days prior to Bar Mitzvah, the boy puts on tefillin as a practice, as chinuch. So Rav Shlomo Zalman suggested that the father should be makna to the boy only on the day when he becomes Bar Mitzvah. And on that day, the boy should make the bracha Shechiyanu in order to make a Shechiyanu on the mitzvah that he's now putting on, that he put on tefillin, as well as his new tefillin. And the Mishnah Berurah does mention
he
times.
Can't make it before his bar mitzvah?
What's that?
Because he can't make it as a katan?
What? That's correct. That's right. He's now saying Shechiyanu as a bar chiyuv. Correct.
Also, he's saying Shechiyanu because of his bar mitzvah day.
What's that?
But he's also saying Shechiyanu.
Exactly, on the Maaseh Mitzvah.
So he's going to be kolel.
Right. Because the Mishnah Berurah does discuss in Simen Chav Beis that there are instances where we do make a bracha the first time, of Shechiyanu the first time where Mekayim the Mitzvah. So this is a well-known discussion. I have to follow up with Rebbe about why he told me not to. In the case Tafka, in that case, it could be he didn't know that it was I didn't have time. It was right before Mincha. And I just finished Shir. And it was right before Mincha. I had to put on the tefillin, so there wasn't time to elaborate. So I didn't even tell him at the time that it was a matana. So then maybe the halach would be, maybe he assumed that it was like that other case. The cheshbon being that if it costs you a lot of money, then presumably the simcha is not the same simcha. But again, tzarachiyah, and why would a tuxedo be any different? Okay, we'll stop Be'ezer Hashem over here.
Actually, I have my message here.
Uh-huh.